Okay, today's daf is Makos daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We got to the two dots after the Mishnah. We are up to the fourth line after the Mishnah. Im ad shelo nigmar dino. So the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah discussed various permutations of when the Kohen Gadol dies at an unusual time. Meaning the classic case is someone kills somebody b'shogeg, goes to Galus, and after some time in Galus, the Kohen Gadol dies and he gets out of Galus. So the Mishnah discussed, the first case that we discussed yesterday was, what if after the Gemara Din, before he actually goes to Galus, the Kohen Gadol dies? Second case is, let's say they didn't have a Gemara Din yet, and then the Kohen Gadol died, then they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, and then they have the Gemara Din. So at the time of the Gemara Din, there's already a new Kohen Gadol in place, but at the time of the murder, it was not this Kohen Gadol, it was a previous Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah had said, in that case, that it's the Misa of the new Kohen Gadol, the one who is in place at the Gemara Din, that's going to free the person from the Rotzeach, from the Ir Miklat. So Imach L'Nigmar Din of Chule, so says Gemar Minani Mili, Amar Rav Kana Damar Krav, Yashaba Admos HaKohen HaGadol, Asher Mashach Oso B'Shemina Kodesh, that he has to stay in the Ir Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol, who he has anointed with the Shemina Mishcha. So V'chi Hu Moshcha, what? He anointed the Kohen Gadol? So no, El Zesha Nimshach B'Yamav, it means that referring to someone who was anointed during his days. So my havle l'mevid, what should the Kohen Gadol have done? What could he have done that he has any kesher over here? Meaning this Kohen wasn't even the Kohen Gadol yet when the murder happened. So why is he punished? Why is his death going to be the critical time? So heilol vakish rachmim sheyigmar dino l'zuchus v'lo bikesh. Now this is different than the Gemara we had before. The Gemara we had before said in general ma kesher with the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara said no, it should have been mevakish rachmim. Over there the mevakish rachmim was make sure that the murder shouldn't happen, that people shouldn't die b'shogeg. But that's not this Kohen Gadol's fault. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of the murder. So it's saying no, there's still something to be mevakish rachmim for. He should have been mevakish rachmim that there should not have been a Gemara din l'chova, that the Gemara din should have been l'zchus, and he wasn't mevakish rachmim. Very strange line. What do you mean? He should be mevakish rachmim for the miscarriage of justice? The guy did kill somebody, so he should be mevakish rachmim that killer should get off the hook. I mean, it was b'shogeg, granted, but that's the onesh that you get for killing b'shogeg. You go to galus. So what does it mean? He should be mevakish rachmim. That's the kasha, the Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara. He says, "Hine godel aplia b'zemavur." The plia, the greatness of the plia over here is very clear. Shemaya adin nosin shazel chayv galus al piat Torah. V'chi shayich lomer sheyispala kohen gadol shiu bezin mutin b'gmardinam l'zchus shalom al piyadim chas v'shalom. Bezin kohen gadol should be davening that bezin messes up, that bezin gets it wrong. Atma umatzasi ba. I'm not sure. Lahagon maharap b'sefer tshuva me'ava. Oh, he said matzasi be'ezros Hashem. Lahagon maharap b'sefer tshuva me'ava. He says that I found in the sefer tshuva me'ava. The tshuva me'ava, if it's the same one, is a talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda. He was one of the top talmidim of the Nodeb Yehuda. Where chelik al simkuf tzadidal shekasuv lo chiyach mitoch zeh. He says what you see from this gemara is as follows. When the gemara in Sanhedrin says, let's say you have a beisdin judging capital case, and the beisdin, the Sanhedrin judging capital case, and it's a unanimous vote l'chova. So the halacha is that unanimous vote l'chova, he gets off the hook. The person gets off the hook. Okay, we have drashas that's the way it works. So the Tshuva Me'ava says, from here you see a raya that not only by a capital case do they do that, but even if it's a case where it's a case of galus, where it's a murder b'shogeg that they're judging, if they all vote l'chova, then the guy's not chayav galus. He gets off the hook. So he says, maybe that's what we're saying. Kohen Gadol should have been mispalel that not that the Bezdin would make a mistake, but that every single individual dayan should get it right. And if every single individual dayan gets it right, that means it's going to be a unanimous vote. Mela, the guys can get off the hook. It's tremendous chiddush, because it doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara, that even by a case of galus, the unanimous vote is not going to go to galus. But that's the only way, the Mara Kohen says, that's what the Tshuva Me'ava writes, it's the only way to understand this line of the Gemara, that he should have been mevakesh rachamim. Okay, Amar Abaye, Naktina nigmar dino meis malichnes atzmos v'lasham. we held that if there's a Gemar Din and then he dies, so we bring his bones to the Ir Miklat. It says Lasheves Ba'aretz. Where do you ever have something that's Lasheves Ba'aretz, that's dwelling in the land? Sounds like in the ground itself. Havyomer Zukvura. That's talking about the eternal resting place of Kvura. Tanim Meis Kodim Shemeis Kohen Gadol Malichim Atzmos Val Kiver Avosav. If the Rotzeach dies before the Kohen Gadol dies, so we bring his bones to Kivrei Avosav. Tchsiv Yashuv HaRotzeach El Eretz Achuzaso. The Rotzeach returns to Eretz Achuzaso. Right? The pasuk says he stays in the Ir Miklat till the Kohen Gadol dies, and then once the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes El Eretz Achuzaso. So what does it mean El Eretz Achuzaso? Is a yeshiva shiba Eretz Achuzaso? Where do you have a yeshiva that's in the ground literally? Have Yomer Zukfura. That's a reference to Kfura. So when the Rotzeach dies in the Ir Miklat, we don't immediately take his bones. But if the Kohen Gadol, once the Kohen Gadol dies, then we remove the Rotzeach's bones and we take it to his Kivrei Avosav. Nigmar Dino Venasa Kohen Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What if after the Gemar Din, Kohen Gadol didn't die, Kohen Gadol became a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Right? It turned out that he was a Chalal, that he was never Kohen Gadol, that his Kohuna is invalid. So Pligibar Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. That's Machlok Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadomer Mesa Kohuna. One says, well, the kahuna died. It's as if he died, and therefore the Rotzeach would not have to go to Galus, because the kahuna gadola died without the individual person who was the Kohen Gadol dying. And the other one says, no, but the kahuna, it shows, it's a Gloy Milson Afreya that he never was the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's ki'ilu, he had a Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's going to be the worst. He's going to have to go to the Ir Miklat, he's never going to get out, because he had a Gemar Din and there was no Kohen Gadol in place. And that's how you can have a situation with this. There's no Kohen Gadol in place. Anyway, so Lema Bepluk, the Rablaz of Rabbi Shua Kamiflgi. Maybe we could suggest that they're arguing about the same machlokas that Rablaz and Rabbi Shua argue about. The Tanan, Hoya Omeru Makrav al Gabi Amizbeach, Menodushu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if someone was being Makrav a carbon on the Mizbeach, and then he finds out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Rablaz will call a carbonus Shehikrav Psulin. Rablaz says all the carbonus he brought are absolutely possible. Sounds like Rablaz holds that Batla Kahuna, that he was never a Kohen, and therefore everything that he did as a Kohen is completely invalid. Rabbi Shua says, no, we're not going to let him bring Karbanos in the future, but the Karbanos that he brought, they're totally fine, they're still kosher, which makes it sound like Mesa Kahuna, that from this point forward, we view the Kuna as if it just died. So Mandiyamra Mesa, Rabbi Shua, Mandiyamra Batla, Rabbi Eliezer, exactly like we just said. So it seems that it's the same Achlokas. Answers the Gemara, no. Alibad Rabbi Eliezer, Kuli Amulo Pligi. Within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that all the Karbanos are invalid, so then you're right, there's nothing to argue about. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a Gloy Milsel the Mafreya, the guy was never a Kohen, anything he did as a Kohen was invalid. Ki Pligi, Alibad Rabbi Shua, they argue only within the sheet of Rabbi Shua. Mandi Amar Mesa, Ki Rabbi Yeshua, the one that says that the Kahuna dies here on in, henceforth, he's no longer a Kohen, but everything he did before still counts as Kahuna. That's like Rabbi Yeshua, who says the same when it comes to Karbanos, Mandyamar Batla, but the one who says Batla in the context of Yer Miklat, that if they find out the Kohen Gadol's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that it's Batla Kahuna, and turns out that the guy has to stay in the Ir Miklat forever, would say, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shua Hasan duchsiv, Beruch Hashem Chelo, fol yodav teratze, afilu chalolin shabo, would say that Rabbi Shua only allows the karbanos brought by this guy previously, because there's a special gzeres hakasov, that even if a guy is a chalol, and we didn't know about it, that teaches us that the karbanos are still acceptable. But that doesn't mean he was a Kohen. His karbanos were acceptable. But over here, even Rabbi Yeshua will be moda that he certainly was not a Kohen, and therefore it's ki'ilu there was a Gemar Din with no Kohen Gadol in place, and the guy is going to have to stay in the Ir Miklat forever. So that's the shita that holds Batla. He's going to be able to hold it both within Rabbi Eliezer and within Rabbi Yeshua. The shita that holds Mesa, obviously is locked into the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, cannot hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but so the whole machlokus was only within how to understand Rabbi Yeshua. Right, and generally, we were passing like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer anyway, Rabbi Eliezer Shemutehu, so they're arguing within the halacha, they're arguing within the sheet that you're passing like the halacha. Fine, Nigmar Dina, the Mishnah then went on to say, if there's a Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol, or someone kills a Kohen Gadol kills somebody else, so you're stuck forever in the Er Miklat. Amr Vidam Rav, Shteitu Yustah Yoav, Baos HaShaa. Yoav made two major mistakes at that moment. What moment? So when Yoav was gonna be killed, right, when Shlomo Melch sent to have Yoav killed, so Yoav immediately ran to the Mizbeach. And this is in Sefer Melachim. He immediately ran to the Mizbeach and held on to the Karnos HaMizbeach, hoping that that would be a miklat for him, that that would be a place of refuge where no one's going to be able to get him. If you look at Rashi, Ta'a Yoav, Bidrasha Deme Im Mizbechi Tikachenu, V'lo Me'al Mizbechi, V'Kasavar Dahainu Me'al Mizbechi. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain, that he thought, Me'im Mizbechi, V'lo Me'al Mizbechi, meaning the Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu, but we darshin, yeah, you could take someone me'im mizbechi. You can't take someone down me'al mizbechi. And he thought holding the karnos on his back was already considered al mizbechi, not im mizbechi. The chsiv pasuk says, "Vayonas Yoav el Oel Hashem." Yoav ran to the Oel Hashem, and vaychazik bekarnos on his back, and he grabbed on to the karnos on his back. So ta'a she'inu kolit ala gago v'hu tofes b'karnosav. So the first mistake that he made was that really the Mizbeach can protect, but the Mizbeach, only the gag of the Mizbeach, only the top of the Mizbeach can protect. And Yoav didn't grab the top of the Mizbeach, he grabbed the karnos of Mizbeach, right? So that was mistake number one. Ta'a she'inu kolit ala Mizbeach beis olamim v'hu tofes Mizbeach shel Shiloh. And the other thing that he made a mistake was that only the Mizbeach, the beis hamigdash, can really protect. He grabbed onto the Mizbeach of Shiloh, which makes it sound like the Mizbeach in the Mishkan was not able to protect, only the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash is able to protect. Rashi, however, has a different girsa. If you look at Rashi, Mizbeach Beis Olam, Dixiv Mizbechi HaMiyuchadli, Hachi Gar Sinan, V'hu Tafas B'Mizbeach Shel Bama Sha'asa David Lefnei Ha'aron Sha'haya Ba'ohel Asher Natalo David Bi'ir David. He says, not that he grabbed the Mizbeach in, that he grabbed onto the Mizbeach in Shiloh that was functional and operational in the Mishkan, but there was a Bama that was housed together with the Aron. The Aron wasn't by the Mishkan for some time. David made a place for the Aron. He was Nota and Ohel for the Aron. And he put a bama right there. Kedusiv vayonis Yovel Oel Hashem. Umatzinu b'divrei Yom sha'asa David mizbeach l'fanav v'yev Shalom or mizbeach shel Shiloh shuaya b'mei David u'Shlomo. He says it can't be that we're talking about the mizbeach of Shiloh. So he says because during the days of David u'Shlomo it wasn't in Shiloh, it was in Givon. So it doesn't make sense that it would call it the mizbeach of Shiloh. So that's why he says that it can't be. So it must just be referring to the bama that David made by the Aron in the Ohel that he had made for the Aron. Fine. Abaye says he made a mistake on a third thing. Bahanami mitata ta sheinu kolet el kohen va'avod biyado v'uzarhaya. What do you mean? What do you think the pasuk means when it says that me'im mizbechi tikachen v'lo me'al mizbechi v'darshan v'lo me'al mizbechi, that you can't take him down from al mizbechi? It's about a kohen doing the avoda, that you don't stop him in the middle of the avoda to go kill him. That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about stam, a guy wants to run to the Mizbeach. There's no, it's, you know, Mizbeach isn't base, where you run to the Mizbeach and you hold on to it and you're safe from, you know, some sort of game. It doesn't work that way. It's a guy who's doing the Avodah, who's a Kohen doing the Avodah. That's who it protects. The Mizbeach doesn't protect otherwise. Amar Yesh Lakish, Shalosh Ta'iyos Asid Saro Shal Romi Litos. There are three mistakes that the Saro Shal Romi, Saro does not, in this context, mean a human officer. It means, as Rashi says, Sama'el Sheyivrach L'Btzara, the protecting angel of Rome, is it makes three mistakes. Rashi says midamo shel Samael, from the blood of Samael, even though the malachim are not basar v'dam, and obviously we're dashing the pasuk as that the clothing is blood stained from the blood of this sar, of this angel. So Rashi says af pishen malachim basar v'dam kasuv ba kasuv ke'ein harigas adam l'shaber sa'ozed mashi yichalul l'shmawa. The pasuk still uses terminology that we're used to in talking about human interaction as a way of us understanding what it's talking about. But obviously, there's no blood. A malach doesn't have any blood. It's not about that. So anyway, what are the mistakes? Number one, he went to the wrong place. Only Botzer is kolet, and he went to Betzara. Also, it's only kolet if you did something b'shogeg. He was b'mezid. And also, it's only kolet when you're a person. He's a malach, so the malach doesn't get any special protection. He doesn't have an ear miklat that he can run to. So a murderer b'mezid who happens to not even be a human being doesn't work out. He doesn't get all the protections of an ear, who goes to the wrong city. He doesn't get all the protections of an ear miklat. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Ari Mikla lo nitnu l'kvura. The Ari Miklat are not meant to be places where you have cemeteries, where people can bury there. Now, obviously we said before that that you bury the murderer there, that the murderer dies there, he gets buried there. That's what it means, Yeshiva Baaretz. So that's what Rashi points out over here. We're not talking about burying the Rotskim there. These are Ari Leviim also. So the Leviim shouldn't be buried there. That's not a place for Leviim. Tuchsiv, Umagrashem, Yul, Behemtum, L'Ruchushom, L'Chol Chayosom. That there should be a Migrash, L'Chayim, Nitnu, V'lo, L'Kvura. Well, we're dashing the last phrase in the Pasuk, L'Chol Chayosom, that it's L'Chayim, Nitnu, V'lo, L'Kvura. It's meant for living people. It's not meant to be given over for Kvura. Meisvei Shama, Shamte diraso, Shamte misaso, Shamte kvuraso. But doesn't it say Shama, which implies that he has to be buried there? So how can you say it's only l'chaim if the whole city is, if it's a din in the city that the city is given l'chaim? So then it should be not only for the Leviim l'chaim, it should be for the Rotschim also, that they shouldn't be buried there. It should only be for them when they're alive. Says Marna, Rotzeach Shaini, the Gali Berachmana. Rotzeach is different because we have a special a drasha from a pasuk that tells us Rotzeach is different, that Rotzeach does get buried there. Now the Gemara is assuming that the real reason that the Levim don't get buried there is l'chaim, right? That the l'chol chayasam, and that should have covered everybody. The rotzeach is an exception. It turns out that another halacha is observed based on this. There is a halacha that you're not supposed to be covered tzaddik etzal rasha, right? You're not supposed to be covered in the same place. They used to have Beis Din, we just went to Sanhedrin, had different Beis Din itself had different burial locations, different bate kvaros for the different chayavim isos basin. Because someone who's chayav skila is a much worse rasha than someone who's chayav hereg, for instance. Right? Someone who's chayav sayef. So skila's a worse onesh, and therefore it's assumed to be a worse rasha. So we assume that you're not supposed to bury tzaddik etzel rasha. It doesn't only mean a tzaddik etzel rasha, it even means someone who's, the Gemara says, someone who's a tzaddik gomor by tzaddik, someone who's not such a tzaddik. Right? So that's the, so as it turns out, the rotschim, obviously, are not quite on the same level as the Leviim. So the Rotskim are going to be buried there. The Leviim will go and will be buried somewhere else. Fine. Kishem Shi'ir Koletas. The Mishnah went on to say that just like the city itself is kolet, the tchum around the city is also kolet, is also offers protection. So Frekman Maru Minhu. V'yashav ba v'lo b'tchuma. Says V'yashav ba, he dwells in it, and that's when he's going to be protected. Sounds like in the city you get protection, but not in the tchum of the city. Amar Abaye lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan liklot kan lador. Right, that there's a big difference between being kolet and for living. For living, it's ba. To be kolet, it's even betchuma. Ladur tapeklay de inos and sada migrash velo migrash sada velo migrash yir velo yir migrash. Wait a second, it's obvious that you can't live there in the tchum of the city, that the living has to be done in the city, because you're not allowed to build in the tchum of the city. There's a din that this Ari Levim have to have part of the beautification of the city is that they have a 2,000 amah area around it that where you don't build. So you have that area that's empty and part of it is with trees, right? So it's a 1,000 amahs and 1,000 amahs, but you're certainly not allowed to build there. You're not allowed to make it anything else. You're not allowed to make it into a city. Some Rav Sheshes lo nitzcha el mechilos. Now, but what if you tunneled underground and in that 2,000 amah area around the city, you built an underground community? So now it's not a violation of de-beautifying the surrounding areas of the city because you can't see it from above ground. That it's from the above ground still looks like an open area, wide open area all around the city, but it's still in the tchum of the city. So that's what it's saying that we still need to be told that you're not allowed to live, that the rotzeach should not live even in tunnels underground, but within the tchum of the city, even though it's not a violation of making sada migrash, etc., migrash sada, anything like that. Still, he shouldn't live there because for living, it's only the city itself. For protection, when he's in that area, when he happens to be in that area, he's still protected, but to live, it's only in the city itself. Rotzeach sheyatzo chutz l'tchum, for rotzeach is outside of the tchum. So the Mishnah says, so what happens? The Gol Adam finds him, and then, so Rabbi Yossi clearly said, the Gol Adam is supposed to kill him. Anyone else is allowed to kill him. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, no. The Gol Adam is allowed to kill him. Anyone else, if they kill him, is going to be chayev for murder. So Tan Rabban, Rotzeach Gol Adam is Verotzeach Gol Adam is Rotzeach. Mitzvah biad Gol Adam. Right? The Brisa says, you see, there's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to do it. Ein lo Gol Adam. Rishus biad Gol Adam. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If he doesn't have a Gol Adam, so then anyone else can go ahead and do it, but it's only Rishus. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili wasn't so clear in the Mishnah, much more clear in the Brisa, as Brisas tend to be. That from the Mishnah made it sound like, yeah, even when there is a Gol Adam, anyone is allowed to kill this guy. No, the idea that someone else is allowed to kill him is only if he doesn't have a Gol Adam, then somebody else has the right to kill him. But even then, the somebody else doesn't have a mitzvah to kill him. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rishus biad Gol Adam, v'kol Adam chayavan alav. That the Gol Adam, when there is a Gol Adam, is allowed to kill him. Anybody else, whether there is or is not a Gol Adam, anyone else who murders this guy is going to be tried for murder. So my time with the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Miksiv imratzach, does it say? Imratzach, Rabbi Akiva, miksiv yirtzach. Rabbi Akiva will say, yeah, but does it say yirtzach? Meaning, how do you know whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's optional? So he says, im would imply optional. But Rabbi Akiva responds, yirtzach would imply chiyuv. Just says ratzach. Actually, before we go on that prat, the Cheshek Shlomo over here on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Cheshek Shlomo writes that Nistapakti, he says, I had a shaila about the following. He says, listen to this case. Rotzeach Shiyatzu Chutz L'Gvul Ir Miklat B'Mezid. Let's say Rotzeach purposely leaves the borders of the Ir Miklat before the Kohen Gadol dies. So he's outside of the Ir Miklat when he's not supposed to be, and then the Kohen Gadol dies after he's out. Is the Gol Adam allowed to kill him now, or is the Gol Adam not allowed to kill him now? Meaning, normally when the Kohen Gadol dies, that's supposed to free you from the Ir Miklat. What if you're already out? Illegally, you're already out. Do we say that we look basar the Shas Yitzia, and if the Shas Yitzia, you had no right to go out, and therefore you were never freed from the Ir Miklat? Or do we say, no, it's the Mises Kohen. You took your chances. You were taking your chances beforehand, and you have every right to take your chances. You don't have to stay in the Ir Miklat if you don't want to. And as it turned out, the Kohen Gadol died. As soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, you're totally off the hook. Ename akim diyata be'isr v'chuta dama l'gol adam sula mahani le'mises ha-Kohen Gadol to Mises ha-Kohen Gadol l'mani rak shu yoshe bari miklat avlok shiyata mimenu. Do we assume once your dam has already become hutar to the Gol Adam by you leaving the city, it remains that way, and the Mises Kohen Gadol is ineffective, and it's not like Nigmar Dino without a Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol, V'achach Meis Kohen Gadol, where you don't need to go to Golos at all, because Shaini Hasam Dlavidi Suraklal, because over there you didn't do anything wrong. Or maybe there's no chilek. Maybe it's just a din. When the Kohen Gadol dies, you're always off the hook. So he says, the Chori could bring a raya to the Man Diyamar in Gittin Chavches that for his man Meruba Chayshin on the Misa, for the following. He says, how does the Gol Adam, how could a Gol Adam ever kill a Rotzeach? If the halach is, as soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach, the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him anymore, how does the Gol Adam know when he's about to pull the trigger the Kohen Gadol didn't just have a heart attack somewhere? How does he know whether the Kohen Gadol is really alive? If once the guy goes outside of the Ir Miklat, he has to be choshish. Maybe the Kohen Gadol died. So it's difficult to say that we're talking about a Gol Adam who heard that today the Kohen Gadol was alive today and verified that at this very day the Kohen Gadol was alive. And it's only Lemisa Lialta Lo Cheshinan. And he says that he saw in Tosefti Yivamas Perek Des that Lo Yata Rotzeach Michutz L'Gvul Ir Miklat B'Cheskes Kohen Gadol Kayim that the idea of leaving is if there's still a chazaka that Kohen Gadol's Kayim, the Rotzeach can't leave. So he said, now, based on this, the Gol Adam, he says, is Mutal Lahargo, and he doesn't have to worry that maybe the Kohen Gadol died. So obviously that's the halacha, right? Obviously we're assuming that he's allowed to kill him, and you don't have to worry maybe the Kohen Gadol died. So he says, Shamin Lachora, Zayimiyadino Shemesa Kohen Gadol, let's say he knows the Kohen Gadol died, then the Mises Kohen Gadol is for sure going to help him, no matter how he went out, even if he left Be'isser. But he says, La'achari iun eino raya klal mehasam. He says, but then it turns out that it's not really a raya at all from that Tosefta, because it could be that this is what it's saying, that ein tzarech lachush t'shema mesa kohen gadol kfar kodem sheyatza d'ma'amidin osal cheskas chayim. That you don't need to be choshish that the kohen gadol died before the guy left, because we always assume the kohen gadol is b'cheskas chayim. So if you don't know, maybe you can assume that this guy escaped from the Ir Miklat unwarranted. So he says it's two ways of reading a Tosefta, a strangely worded Tosefta, says the Cheshek Shlomo, to perhaps answer this question of what if a guy goes out when he's not supposed to go out. Okay, so he sort of still leaves it as a question. I always thought that as a Davar Pashut, that if the Kohen Gadol dies, you're off the hook. End of story. The guy took his chances, he took his chances. But he's not so sure. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amr Marzot Chupartuvia, Amr Av, Rotzech, Shiotzach, Chutzel Chum, Matzu Gol Adam, Vahargo, Neragalav. Rotzech goes outside of the Chum, Gol Adam finds him and kills him. So he's Neragalav. He's killed for the murder. So come on, Lo Rabbi Yosef Gdili, Lo Rabbi Akiva. Who's that going like? That's like nobody. That's not like Rabbi Yosef Gdili nor Rabbi Akiva. So who the Amar Kiyai Tana? It's like the following Tana. Titanya, Rabbi Lozer Omar, Ad Amdal Lefnei Eidel Mishpat. Ma Tamad Omar. What does the Pasuk mean to say when it says Ad Amdal Lefnei Eidel Mishpat? Lefishnem of Ratzach Gol Adam is Rotzech, Yachol Miyad. It says a Gol Adam can kill the Rotzech. I might think he can do it right away. As soon as you see him, kill him. Tamadomar ad amdal lefnei eid lemishpat. That's why the pasuk tells me that there has to be a din Torah about this. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akiva, hi ad amdal lefnei, and that's obviously against Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva said, no, you're allowed to kill him when you're the Gol Adam. Question whether you have a mitzvah to kill him, right? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akiva, hi ad amdal lefnei eid lemishpat, my darshibe. What did Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk of ad amdal? Ha'umi by leiluch detanya. They used it for the following drasha. Rabbi Akiva, Omer minayin l'sanhedrin shoro echad charegas enough ashamed. How do we know that if Sanhedrin witnesses a murder, that they're not allowed to try that case in their Beis Din? They have to go to a different Beis Din. The Sanhedrin can't say, oh, we're a Sanhedrin, we happen to employ executioners, we saw that there was a murder, we don't even need Kabbalah Seidus, let's just do it, let's just kill this guy. So they can't do that. They have to go to another Beis Din. How do we know that's true? That's the pasuk that they use to teach us that din. So it can't be teaching me a case of a Gol Adam. Tan Rabbanan, im yotza yotza rotzeach, ein li'al b'mezid b'shogeg minayin. So the pasuk says that if the rotzeach leaves the gvul of the Ir Miklat that he runs out from, so then his blood is open season for the Gol Adam. So says the Gemara, what if he leaves b'shogeg? How do I know that even if he leaves b'shogeg, the Gol Adam still allowed to kill him? Tamalam miyatzo yatzah mikal makom. The double lashon of miyatzo yatzah implies that no matter why he leaves, whether it's mezer or b'shogeg. Va'atanya b'mezer narag b'shogeg gola. But don't we have a brisa that says that b'meizid nerag b'shogeg goes to galus. So lo kasha, how command yamar amrin command yamar amrin dibur torah klashim le adam? How command them lo amrin dibur torah klashim le adam? They're arguing about whether the Torah speaks klashim le adam, meaning yatzah yatzah is a very common expression. So that's the question: whether you can make this drasha, whether yatzah yatzah is you can make a drasha that it's bein b'shogeg bein b'meizid, or you can't make this drasha bein b'shogeg bein b'meizid, because it's just the Torah speaking in a normal way, the way people normally speak. Amar Abaye, Mistaver command the Amar Dibur Torah Klash Mili Adam. He says most Mistaver to say that the Torah just speaks the way normal people speak. Shlo Yehi Sofo Chamor Mitchilaso, because his end shouldn't be more chamor than his beginning. In what sense? Matchilaso b'meizin narag b'shogegola, when the guy commits the murder, when Reuven kills Shimon, if he does it b'meizin he gets killed. If he does it b'shogeg he goes to galus. Af sofo, so sofo also b'meizin narag b'shogegola. Also, it should be the same din that b'meizin he should get killed, and b'shogeg he goes to galus. And b'shogeg he's gonna go to galus. Yeah, the sofo is talking about going outside of the tchum. Tchilaso is the ritzicha itself, right? So too the sofo, when he goes outside of the tchum, so b'meizid, he deserves to get killed. When he leaves the tchum, b'meizid, when he leaves the tchum on purpose, so then his blood is open season. But if he leaves the tchum by accident, the din is gola, get back into galus, right? That's the limud, that it should be no more chomer than when he originally committed the murder, that he's only going to be chayv misa if he did it b'meizid. The Tani Chada, Av Shaharag, so new din now. Av Shaharag, and talking about Shaharag as a ben, a father kills his own son. Bino, talking about another son, a second son of his, Naslo Gol Adam, can become the Gol Adam. So a father has two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Yaakov is Reuven and Shimon. Yaakov kills Reuven by accident. Shimon can now kill Yaakov. V'tani Yidach, but then we have another brass that says, no, Ein Bino Naslo Gol Adam. The son cannot be a Gol Adam. Shimon can't kill his own father. So Lema, Ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Vaha Rabbi Akiva. So maybe they're arguing in Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's a mitzvah on the Gol Adam to do the murder, to kill the person who killed his relative. If it's a mitzvah, so no, it's unpleasant, but it's a mitzvah, you have to kill him, even if it's your father. But if it's only a reshus, well then we can waive it when it's your own father, right? So v'tizra, bein l'man yam mitzvah, bein l'man yam reshus, mishari, says him, but wait a second, what are we talking about over here? No, whether you hold it's a mitzvah, whether you hold it's a reshus, should not make an ounce of difference. It's not mutzvah to kill your father. V'amar Rabba Bar Ravuna v'chein tam d'ber Rabbi Shmuel l'kol eina ben nasa shliach la'aviv la'koso l'kolaso chutz mimeisa she'ar matara losach muv loschas olav. When Beis Din has to punish somebody, Beis Din has to give someone malchus or something like that, and the guy employed by Beis Din to give the malchus happens to be the son of the person who's found guilty, so he can't do it. He's got to find somebody else to do it, unless it happens to be a mesis. So a mesis we're always extra machmir on. But typically, he's not allowed to do it. So why should the Gol Adam be any different? The Gol Adam is carrying out some sort of onesh that this murderer deserves for leaving the Eir Miklat. So why should the son be allowed to do it? No son is allowed to do such a thing, no matter how you hold. Whether you hold it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah to work for the Beis Din and give the Malkus. But the son still can't do it on the father. Say, Ela lo kasha. Habibino, habiben bino. Now the difference is, one is talking about a son, one is talking about a grandson. A son is not allowed to do it, you're right. But if Yaakov kills Reuven, it's not that Shimon is allowed to kill Yaakov, it's Reuven's son is now allowed to go and kill Yaakov. He's allowed to kill the grandfather. Says Rashi, unbelievable. Hadetanya in b'no nasa gol adam b'no shal rotzeach, I'm talking about the son of the rotzeach, vadetanya b'no nasa gol adam, and when we say a ben can kill him, b'no shal haruk, I'm talking about the son of Reuven, shu b'no shal rotzeach, which is the grandson of the rotzeach. And then Rashi adds in three words that really seem unnecessary, ve'eno musar al kvodo. And the grandson is not chayiv in the covet of the grandfather. Unbelievable. The reason it's unbelievable is because Rashi and Chumash is the source of the Psak and Shulchan Aruch that a grandson does have to honor a grandfather. Rashi and Chumash, when it says that Yaakov brought Karbanos to Elokei Aviv Yitzchak ve'Elokei Aviv Avraham, Rashi says that according from Medrash, that it says Yitzchak before Avram, because Mikan, that a person is chayiv and kavod aviv, yoser mikvod avi aviv. A person is chayiv and kavod of his father more than he's chayiv and kavod of his grandfather. Clear implication being, but you are chayiv in cover of the grandfather. It's just that there's a chayiv of cover of your father more so than the cover of the grandfather. Now, exactly how to be magdir, what's more, right? What's more, what's less, is an interesting discussion in the poskim. Do you say that the cover of the grandfather is like covered for a little more than any other old man, but it would be like achva gadol? Like what exactly? What's the category that it fits in? Or is it, no, it's also kibud aveim. And all the things that kibud aveim require, you have to do for a grandfather also. But yoser means that if the father and the grandfather are right there next to each other, you would honor the father would come first. Is that the pshat? So it's very unclear what it means yoser. But either way, Rashi and Chumash is the source for the idea that you are chayiv to honor a grandfather. And here Rashi says explicitly that there's no chayiv to honor a grandfather. So I was discussing this with Rabbi Noble last night at the Chasna. I've been sitting next to him at the chuppah, so we were discussing this issue, and I was telling one of my talmidim afterwards, and he said, no, that's the famous chakira, and he was right, the talmud that said it's right, Ari Lipsky is his name, he said, that's the famous chakira about the honor of the grandfather. There's a chakira in the achronim. What's the din of honoring grandfather? Is it a din that it shows honor to your parents by honoring their parents, or is it an independent chiv? And typically the nafkamina that's given is, what if your father's dead? Right, so granted, there is a chiv of being mechabed a father even after the misa of the father, but it's a totally different chiv. It's not in any of the normal ways. It's by saying hareini kaparas mishkavo, right? Things like that. It's a completely different chiv. So if the father's not alive, so the father's not getting any honor from you honoring the grandfather, is there still a chiv to honor the grandfather? Or if even if you want to say that's not such a good nafkamina, because maybe the father is getting honor even b'misaso when you honor the grandfather, what would be a really good nafkamina is if the father would like for you to, the father and the grandfather had serious issues with each other. Like the grandfather murdered the father. And the only way to defend the father is by going and being a goel adam, and being goel avenging his blood. So that dafka is. So if you're going to say that side of the chakira, that it's a din in kibur av, it's a way of being mechabed your father, so that it makes a lot of sense. Rashi says, enu musar al kvodo, not in general. Enu musar al kvodo in this case, you're no longer musar al kvodo, because the whole chiyuv is only a chiyuv in the covet of in the whole chiyuv is only a chiyuv in the covet of your father. Not enough kamina might be, in terms of how to understand this Rashi even over here, is what if your mother's father, right? What if your mother's father was the I'm sorry, no, am I saying it bad? The grandfather, yeah, that the no, if the father's father didn't kill the, yeah, the mother's father killed the father, right? Your mother's father killed your father, right? So if there's a if it's just a din that you're no longer chayiv b'kvodo because it's for your father's honor, but that's only the chiyuv for your father's father is because of your father's honor. The chiyuv for your mother's father is for your mother's honor, and your mother you're still chayiv to honor. So, or you do it the reverse somehow, right? So that would be, you'd have all sorts of interesting combinations in terms of trying to figure this out. But that really very much does tie into that simcha lakira. Maritz Chayis points out over here that if you look in your day, Rish Membesiv Chavdal, the Rama says, Chayiv Adam Kvod Avi Aviv. And he says that Taz Kasav, the Taz writes over there, Dinela Me'acholkim Divi Rashi B'chumash Al Krovi Yizbach L'Elkei Aviv Yitzchak V'kan M'forsh B'Rashi Zalek Achiv Kibud Avi Aviv. He says everyone was just paying attention to Rashi. And Chumash, the Taz says, don't know why they ignored the Rashi over here, which says that there's no chiv. But maybe we suggested a mahalik that might work. It happens to be, it's interesting, at the wedding, we're sitting there at the wedding last night, and then right after we have this conversation, the grandson, the brother of the chassan is announcing the kibudim, the brachos, and when it comes to announce his father for bracha, to call up his father for bracha, he gives the mic to somebody else. Didn't want to have to say his father's name, wanted to show kavod. When he's about to call up his grandfather, he keeps the mic for himself and he calls up his grandfather. So the guy sitting next to Rabbi Noble says, why is he showing the cover to the father, not to the grandfather? Mamish just having that conversation, unbelievable, right? But it could be how you magdir it. So I asked the kid after, it's Ben Torah. He said he asked, and someone told him that yes, you chayv in cover of your grandfather, but not about names. It's not about calling the name. By calling the name, that's not one of the ways that you chayv in the cover of the grandfather, which is very interesting. That's a lot of people refer to Bubby whatever, and they call by the first name. Rabbi Willig used to say he thought it was a terrible thing. He said it shouldn't be by the first name. You wouldn't call your parent by your first name. He he didn't like it at all. But whoever this guy asked said, no, that's what people do, that's okay. That's not a din in the names. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ilan shu omid b'tocha tchum, v'nofa not techutzel tchum. If you have a tree that's inside of the tchum, and the branches go outside of the tchum. Ein omid chutzel tchum, v'nofa not b'tocha tchum. Or the base of the tree, the trunk of the tree, is chutzel tchum, but the branches go into the tchum. Hakol alich achar nof. We always go after the branches. That even if the guy, the rotzech, is standing by the trunk of the tree, which is inside of the tchum, it's as if he left, if there are branches of that tree that went outside of the tchum. And even if he's standing by the trunk of the tree that's outside of the tchum, if the branches are all inside the tchum, it's as if he never left. Uriminhi, it assumes all the branches are inside the tchum, obviously. Uriminhi, ilan shu, omeid v'nota l'chutz, omeid b'chutz v'nota l'fnim, mikineged hachom v'lifnim k'lifnim, mikineged hachom v'l'chutz k'l'chutz. By Yerushalayim, when it comes to eating Ma'aser Sheni, we say, no, you split it right by the wall. And if the tree is half in, half out, so it depends where you are on the tree. If you're on the part that's in, you're inside Yerushalayim, you can still eat your Ma'aser Sheni. If you're on the part that's out, you're outside Yerushalayim, and you can eat your Ma'aser Sheni. So says Gemara, that's Akasha. Ma'aser Ari Mikla Karam. So you're asking a stira between Ma'aser Sheni and Ari Miklat. Ma'aser B'chom Batala Rachmana. Ma'aser, the din of eating Ma'aser Sheni is all Tali in the walls of Yerushalayim. Ari Miklat B'dira Tala Rachmana. Ari Miklat is about Dira, b'nofa mitarlei, b'yikaro lo mitarlei. That you can live b'nofa, but not b'yikaro. You live under the branches of the tree, but not by the trunk of the tree. V'rami meiser ha-meiser. Why don't we ask a steer within meiser itself, though? Detani b'Yerushalayim halachachar nof, bari miklat halachachar nof. That it says b'Yerushalayim halachachar nof. That you follow the branches, not only by Ari Miklat, but you follow the branches even when it comes to Yerushalayim. So that's a stira, because we just said Yerushalayim. No, you just cut it along the wall, and whichever part of the tree you're by, that's what it has the status of. So I'm Rav Kana lo kasha. Harav Yudah v'Rabbanan, tzmachlokas Rav Yudah v'Rabbanan. Titanya, Rav Yudah Omer, Rav Yudah says, b'ma'ara holich achar pischa. If you have a cave, so you follow the Pesach of the cave. Let's say the cave is all inside Yerushalayim, and the Pesach opens up outside of Yerushalayim, so the entire cave is considered to be outside of Yerushalayim. Be'ilan holech achar nofo. When it comes to a tree, you follow where the branches are. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan will say, no, you just cut it along the wall, and wherever you are on the tree, that's what it is. Emer d'shamele Rabbi Yehuda gavin meiser l'chumra. Now, when does Rabbi Yehuda say this? Only by meiser. When does Rabbi Yehuda say this by meiser, that you go baser the nof? Only when it comes l'chumra. Ikaru b'chutz v'gufo v'nofo b'fnim. If the ikar of the tree is outside and the branches are inside, ki heichi d'benofo lomatzi parik b'ikaru nami lomatzi parik. Just like by the branches, meaning there's chumras of being in Yerushalayim also, right? When you have Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, there's a big kula that you're allowed to eat it, but there's a chumra, you're no longer allowed to be poed to it. Once the Ma'aser Sheni goes into Yerushalayim, you can't exchange it for money anymore. So we should only say l'chumra, that just like by the branches, you can't redeem it anymore for money, so b'ikaru also you can't. Ikaru mi b'fnim v'nofa mi b'chutz, and if it's the reverse, that the ikar of the tree is inside Yerushalayim, the branches are outside, so then we'll also say l'chumra. Just like you're not able to eat where the branches are because it's outside of Yerushalayim, below Padiyah, without first redeeming it, so by the Ikar also you're not allowed to eat it. But by Ari Miklat, Bishlami Ikar b'chutz v'nofo b'fnim, I understand if the Ikar of the tree is outside and the branches are inside, I understand the chumrah, that just like by the branches which are inside the city, the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him, so I understand there's such a chumrah that even by the ikar of the tree, the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him. Eli ikaru b'fnim v'nofo b'chutz, but when the ikar of the tree is inside and the nofo of the tree is outside, what's the chumrah to say that you're going basar nofo? Ki heichi d'benofo matzi katalei b'ikaru nami matzi katalei. Hagavaykai. What, you're going to say that just like by the nof you're allowed to kill him, by the ikar you're also allowed to kill him? What do you mean? He's inside the city. How can you say you're allowed to kill him? So amarava b'ikaru d'kuliyam lo pligi d'lo matzi katil. Now by the ikar of the tree, everyone says absolutely you're not allowed to kill him. If he's standing by the branches and you're able to shoot arrows or rocks at him, then everyone says you are allowed to kill him. Kipligi v'mavi yikaro darga lenofo, where the ikar is the step up, it's the way to get to the branches. Marsav ravi yikaro darga lenofo, umarsav loavi yikaro darga lenofo. So one says the ikaro is considered the step toward the branches, and therefore they're connected. And the other says no, they're not viewed as connected. Ravashi amar may achar hanof. Af achar nof. Ravashi says, no. Whenever we say we go basar the nof, it doesn't mean that wherever the way we understood it originally, that wherever the branches are, that's what the status is. No, it means that you go af basar nof, that it's all l'chumra, that linyan meiser, like we said, it's all l'chumra, and even linyan miklat, it means af achar nof, that when the ikur is b'chutz and the nof is bifnim, so we follow the nof in that case l'chumra, but when the nof is when the nof is l'chutz and the ikur's lufnim, we're not going to follow the nof lekula, only as a chumra that we go basar nofo. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah.